Now, it is Monday afternoon, so we are joined on the air now by Tom Stevens, the mayor of Hillsboro. And Mayor Stevens, thanks for joining us, and belated happy Thanksgiving. How are you?
And a belated happy Thanksgiving to you. I hope it was a good one.
It was a good one. I went up to Michigan, had a good time with family. It was a good trip.
Excellent.
So, obviously,
all the holiday, looking forward to it right now.
Just moving right along to the next big holiday, right? So we've got a bunch of events happening in Hillsboro, starting next weekend with the parade, the tree lighting, and then it just goes on from there, right?
That's indeed correct. So, it's always happening and happening in Hillsboro. This has always been a big weekend, the first weekend in December. In particular, there's the parade. Again, it is a late afternoon parade, starts at 4:45, like it usually does, up to the north side of Churton Street, comes on down the street. Churton Street will be closed. You'll see lots of floats and marchers and all kinds of events. Folks going to be in the parade will come down to the courthouse area. And immediately after the parade, we will have our usual tree lighting ceremony right there on the courthouse lawn. People always really enjoy that. Very typically several hundred people just out there. We always get the kids involved. So it'll be just a lot of fun. Big weekend happening. And then a few things that we're looking forward to later in the month. In particular, we have the Solstice Walk. It's going to be repeated again this year. There's the holiday tour around the neighborhoods, a little bit different. We're going to have a train that we've been having on the Sundays throughout the fall. That's going to be taking a tour through the neighborhood to look at some of the house yards that are decorated, similar to what they did last year. There's also lost my place here.
There's that much going on, right?
There's so much going on. We just finished up the last Friday art walk, so there's not going to be another one of those.
Right.
But there is one of the things I especially wanted to point out was there's going to be a dedication ceremony for the new restoration of the Okanichi Village.
Yes.
That is going to be right downtown. So that's a little bit out of the holiday sequence, but that was an important event. So that's going to be on the 17th. So if you go to visit HillsboroNC.com, you can find a good list of all those different activities, and it's worth checking in regularly because that's constantly being updated.
And again, visit HillsboroNC.com. We've got a whole bunch of stuff going on. Obviously, the parade, the tree lighting next weekend, and all through the month of December, a lot going on, too. Speaking with Hillsboro Mayor Tom Stevens, and Mayor, there's a lot happening in Hillsboro in terms of government stuff and development stuff as well. So let's talk about that. We got a town board meeting that's coming up tonight, a town board workshop. What's going to be on the agenda tonight?
Well, this is a workshop, so we have our regular meeting usually the second Monday of the month where we cover a lot of the actions that the board needs to take. Usually a workshop we try to reserve taking a little bit longer time to get into topics a little bit more depth. And tonight we're going to be looking at the work plans. We the town of Hillsboro, start our budgeting process and planning process a little bit early than most other municipalities and local governments. And so that is underway. What we'll be looking at tonight are some very specific work plans for the major units in town government. What are the police planning to do? What's planning working on? What are the utilities going to be focused on? What about public works? We tie our budget to the actually what we want to accomplish, and there's so much going on, so we're going to take an extra close look tonight at just what are the things that the different departments want to really focus on, because our budget is actually very, very tight right now. Things are going very well. What we're finding is we're in a very typical squeeze of we've got an enormous workload and things that we're called upon to do, as well as lots of opportunities and things that we could be doing for the community. But we're, the tax revenues are usually take 2 or 3 years to kick in from when new development starts, even though the workload has gone up. And so we're in a squeeze, and we want to really focus on what it is that we need to do We're going to have to make some choices, and it's not going to be overnight, but we're going to start looking at this process by sitting down with staff and talking about what are the main things that we want to accomplish in the next year or two.
And there's going to be a lot of opportunity next year, right, for members of the public to weigh in on that?
Oh, absolutely. Well, of course, all our meetings are always open. And one of the things about our meetings, if you go to our town website, again, that's hillsboronc.gov, if you look on the calendar for any particular meeting, you can see there's a link to the agenda. There's also a link to the packet, so you can get all the information that that we see as board members. And so, for example, if you wanted to go to look at the packet for tonight's meeting, you could see what the work plan is for the different departments. We don't usually get a whole lot of public to weigh in, but that's the kind of thing when people have concerns or have ideas, we certainly like to hear from folks.
So we
like this new system that we're trying to use the technology so people have the information there to use and weigh in.
And this is one of the reasons why we always like to get the word out about local government issues and meetings and things like that, because we've said it 1,000 times before and we'll say it 1,000 times again. Politics is local. So as much as we obsess about national politics, the work that actually affects your day-to-day life is the work that goes on in the town board meetings and the town council meetings and the county commissioner meetings and what the public works department does and the planning department does. So the more that people weigh in on that, the more of an impact they can have on government as it impacts your day-to-day life.
Absolutely, Aaron. And one thing that I'm committed to, I believe our board and our staff are to really be a good example of good government, of government that works. And now, you know, we're far from perfect. There are, you know, things that happen, you know, along, but we've demonstrated time and time again, we've got staff who are innovative, who are working hard to figure out new ways of doing things, looking at ways that we could save taxpayers money and stretch our resources. And we find that we've got a lot of things going right. When we talked about our community policing a couple of weeks ago with the chief, it's just amazing about how we've been working on use of force and body cams and how we engage the public long before it sort of popped up so much in the national issues. That's not to say that things don't happen. And I know one thing you probably want to get to right now, we're trying to use technology and trying to work a new system for our water and sewer
yeah.
customers. And right now, to be honest, that's not going really well. I'm not quite sure how we got that set up. I'm sure that's one thing that board members are going to be wanting to talk about tonight. But what I do know, and I guess for background, for people who aren't familiar with that, we have begun to implement a new system for billing for water customers. This can have potentially a lot of opportunities and advantages. Partly we had some outdated software that was really not working for us, and we needed to figure out some kind of solution. What we also have an opportunity to do is, for example, the system, when it's fully set up, we now read meters on a monthly basis, and you get a monthly statement. And, you know, I must have had a leak that started two weeks ago or a month ago. This system, would allow people to essentially get it almost in real time. You know, you could figure out, oh, today there's been a spike. I wonder what that's about. And that's a way that we can provide additional customer service. We're joining with Fathom, which does lots of water systems around the country. As we're switching over folks to this new system, however, it requires every single water customer to do their bill a little bit differently than what they've done before. And so we will certainly be having a bit of a grace period, but we do ask customers to, have to, for example, I have an automatic draft. I had to refile to have my automatic draft taken out of my bank. It just couldn't transfer to the others. And we're having some glitches. You need a new account number for some of these changes, and but we don't have the new account numbers yet for everybody. So we're very much ironing out the the difficulties. And if you go again to the town website, there's a page there with all kinds of numbers to call, both with Fathom, and we certainly have people who are the same people that we have here on the ground, and they can help folks get their payments in, answer any questions, help them set up the new accounts. Again, you can find that at hillsburync.gov. You'll see there's a news release that says reminder, action required for water and sewer customers. And there's telephone numbers and for both Fathom and for the local employees. And they're working really, really hard and helping folks. For example, there's we heard from some folks that was sort of difficulty taking checks here. Well, we do take checks, and so we encourage people to send them off, but we certainly can't take checks locally. So those are the steps that we're trying to take to make this better. And certainly, apologize for the inconvenience for customers, but in the long run, we're hoping that this will be a much better system for everybody once we get these kinks ironed out.
So how many people, just sort of generally speaking, were sort of negatively affected by this? How many people have you heard from?
Well, a lot of folks have found it to be very smooth to go through. We're right in the middle of cycle now, so I don't have a good sense about, what the numbers are. But, we have, over 3,000 accounts, or maybe 6,000 accounts. And so it's every single person has to actually take an action, either to set up an account, to change what their payment is, to send it to a different place. I've only heard a half dozen complaints myself, but I know I found it a little bit confusing, and then talked to the manager and staff to try to, figure out how can we make it less confusing. I suspect now that today actually was the day that people's water bills are done and the holiday's over, this is going to be a very, very busy week for us because people are now, often wait to the last minute to pay their bills. And so there might be a little bit more confusion this week, but we're just going to keep going until we get this straightened out and certainly want to do right by our water customers.
Speaking with Hillsborough Mayor Tom Stevenson, again, you can find more on that on the town's website, which is hillsboroughnc.gov. You can go to the homepage, a lot of information right there, and a link you can click on that'll take you to more information on that. Mayor, before we let you go, I got one more thing to check on the status on, which is Collins Ridge. This is the big new development. We've talked about it before, but and again, 1,000 new units in Hillsborough. It looks like they might be expanding a little bit further, and this might begin to affect Daniel Boone Village, at least long term. So what's the status on that?
Well, a little bit, not exactly that, Aaron. They're not really planning to expand what was approved, which is the over 1,000 homes for residential. What they have done is gotten a contract for the commercial part where the Daniel Boone Village is and added that to the development. Something that's very, very important for people to understand is that that's already zoned commercial. There's no really approvals that they need to do. Most of that property has been for sale for a long time. Most of those businesses have been kind of renting the property from month to month. And so I don't think it's going to be a big surprise, but the commercial part is ready for redevelopment. And so what the Caruso Homes has come to the town to do is they're shifting the order in which they want to develop the property. They had when they did the master plan, which had six different pods, and they had a phase one and a phase two, they had originally planned to start the residential up towards Orange Grove Road, where we had the train station will be underway. What they want to do now is begin the project down towards Daniel Boone Village, and since they have the property under contract, they want to do a lot of the groundwork and the leveling. At the same time they're doing the residential, that they're going to also do the commercial part for Daniel Boone. So in one sense, there could be a lot of advantages about this. The town will be looking at the change in the master plan for the residential part, but the commercial part, which they want to coordinate the two together, but they really don't have to go to the town for any approvals for the commercial part. I don't know if that makes sense, but it's a, sort of a complicated picture.
Right, right. So what is the long-term status for Daniel Boone?
Well, the what the status is they have it under contract,
mm-hmm.
And so they can begin that development work. They're going to try to, coordinate it. So Caruso Homes is, they gave us just a preview, so we don't have a whole lot of details now and probably don't necessarily need a lot, but they will be coming to a public hearing in January to change the master plan for the residences so they can start at the south end. They're not asking for any additions or really a whole lot of changes, but they're just asking to really start. And that would mean that the main road would go kind of where there's already an intersection at Mayo Street and James Freeland Drive. I think their intention, if they get approval, and they're certainly that the board would look for, although there's, again, some advantages to this, they would probably do grading and site development for the residential and the commercial at the same time. If they get approval for that, that means as early as the middle of next year, they could start grading and demolishing the Daniel Boone Village, making way for some new commercial development. So that's, in one sense, things that we've been expecting for some time, but now that it's getting real. A couple things that we're looking at on the side. We do know that that's been a great place for a number of long-term Hillsborough businesses. It's been a great place for incubator businesses. Have been in contact with the Orange County Economic Development. We have our own economic development folks, the Chamber, and are working together to make sure that we have information for people looking for resources who might want to be shifting their businesses to a different location. Some of the preservation folks are looking like, is there anything that's there currently in the Daniel Boone Village that we would like to see preserved? The Big Guy comes to mind. Like, where's the Big Guy?
Right, right.
We'd like to see something. Now, again, that's up to the private owners. But we certainly want to, be able to, communicate with just kind of what's important about that. So we're trying to attend to those things. But for the most part, what we're looking at is a commercial area that's ripe for redevelopment. We have folks who now say they're under contract and are ready to go. What they're going to be waiting on is trying to coordinate the commercial redevelopment with the Collins Ridge and make it much more seamless, much more like a mixed-use community. Well, that's something, of course, that the board was interested in all along, but since the property wasn't in the contract, was really off the table to discuss.
I'll keep following that.
Yeah, so it's just I would say people to stay tuned. There's no big decisions that are going to be happening until 2017. again, you can find there's a nice little map if you go to the meeting from the 14th that we had. It was one of the agenda items. There was just a little introduction, but they had a nice overview map that said here's the commercial area, here's where the residential area. It really probably will not affect most of the businesses that are right along Churton Street. For example, the Wendy's and the historic house on Pueblo Viejo, that's the restaurant that's there, but certainly will impact some of the other businesses. But there's a nice little map if you go to the packet. It's kind of buried deep inside the packet, but it's not that difficult to find. And just that little map makes it a lot easier for people to kind of see what they have in mind.
I'll check that out on hillsboroughnc.gov. And again, you've got visit hillsboroughnc.com if you want more information about goings-on and happenings around town. Mayor, we got to let you go, but thank you so much.
Thank you, Aaron.